Hello, innovators, and welcome back to another interesting conversation about human innovation. Today's guest is Victor Manzo. Dr. Vic is a business mindset coach, certified pediatric chiropractor, a podcaster, and speaker. He's the author of 3 books, with the most recent one being Decoding the Matrix, Powerful Tips of Unleashing Your Potential and Accelerating Your Spiritual Awakening. Dr. Vic helped hundreds of entrepreneurs learn how to create their dream life and lead a fulfilled life effortless through sharing principles of living in the quantum world. In the podcast episode, we talk about energy, how you build a fulfilled life, and how you reprogram success. Please welcome to the show, Victor Manzo. Hello, Victor. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing amazing. Thanks for having me on.
Great to have you. Let's start with yourself. So who are you and how did you get to where you are today?
Oh, what a journey life has been. But isn't that for everyone has that same experience, right?
It is.
My journey started out as a chiropractor. I never had intentions on being a chiropractor. I had some health issues at 19. They went on for almost a year. Things just kept coming up new and worse. Last minute before going to a medical doctor, my mom said, "Hey, why don't you go see, Dr. Frank?" And I said, "Okay, let's go see Dr. Frank." I used to see him when I was a kid. She's been going to him at that time for 18 years straight. I said, "Let's see if he can help." Well, my whole life changed at that moment. And from there, I became a chiropractor. I've been practicing chiropractic. I did for 11 years. This last year, I did not. This is where I kind of made my transition. I started doing coaching. I've always been interested in the mind. I've always been interested in understanding the depths of life, not just superficial stuff. Superficial can be like, I want to have a 7-figure business and you make the 7 figures. To me, there's not a lot of depth. Why is that? Why is that important to you? What does that mean to you? Or why do certain things happen the way they do? Why, instead of saying, "Oh, this is how it always is," that doesn't work for me. I need to know why that is. What's the depths of why that happens? Or why does a quote mean something? I mean, this is how my mind works.
Yeah.
And so about 5 years into my career, I hit my financial peak. The money I was making, the impact I had in the community, I was just like, this is what I always wanted. But I was burned out every 4 to 6 months. I was unsatisfied. I was unfulfilled. I thought I was going to be so happy when I started to hit that mark. I remember when I was at, I'll never forget, it was the end of May, and I'm having a meeting with my accountant. And she's like, "You've already made what you made last year in 5 months, just a little over." She's like, "We need to have some tax planning. You're looking at over doubling your business again," because I did it the year before. And I looked at her and I was like, "This is okay, cool. Taxes. All right. Well, you're the accountant. Let's work that." But I went home and I wasn't happy. I looked at my wife and I told her the news. She's like, "This is great." And I was like, "Why am I not happy? Like, why am I not like enjoy?" And that concerned me. So for the next few months, I kept focusing on the business and growing it and doing what I had to do. And then there came a point where I started asking those deeper questions. I even thought about leaving the profession. I was just tired of the grind and the hustle and the uphill battle. And there was always something I had to do. And I was like, this has to be something different. Long story short, not to bore you with all the details, but I ended up going back to what I knew. I studied energy healing and energy medicine back when I was in chiropractic school, not in the school, but outside of it while I was going to school. And that taught me consciousness, universal law, spirituality, ancient wisdom, all this different stuff. I took that plus my neuroscience from just understanding how the brain works and studying behavioral neurology and all these things. And I applied that with quantum physics and how it works with consciousness. And I said, you know what? If I'm the creator of my life and I can choose my experience of what I want, then I should be able to experience that. There has to be some methodology to this. It shouldn't be so hard to do this. And I did that. I stopped listening and taking all the advice from businesses, the best books to read, self-help, personal development. I stopped doing all that. And I said, not that I didn't listen to stuff anymore. It's not that I stopped reading books altogether. Don't take it that far. I still read books, but I was reading 80 to 100 new books a year. Then I went down to 5 to 10 to 15. And it was just a different way of approach. But long story short, I took a hit financially on purpose to change my practice. A little over a year later, we're back to where we were. I was working 50% less. I was happier. I was more fulfilled. And it wasn't the money. I didn't care about the money. My focus shifted to just enjoy my time being with the patients and focus on what I really wanted to create and how I wanted to share chiropractic. And it was just an amazing experience of what I went through, because I talk about success being effortless, and I literally had effortless success. I didn't do anything to get back the numbers back up. I didn't do anything. I didn't, you know, marketing strategies or this. I focused on my energy and my vision and where I was moving forth and what I wanted to create and why it was important to me. That's it. I mean, there's some things in between that, but most of it was just that. And then when I got to that point, I said, man, entrepreneurs need to learn this. I need to somehow, some way teach business owners how to get out of this doing trap, how to get out of this grind and hustle mentality badge that most people wear, you see it on social media like crazy, and start to be and lead more fulfilled lives in some way, shape, or form. So about 4 years ago, I started doing coaching on the side. And this is the first year I've done it actually full-time, where I'm coaching a full-time as a business and mindset coach.
Yeah. So let's dive into fulfilled life. What does a fulfilled life mean for you?
Fulfillment in life means you choose what you want to experience and you have, and you experience that. You live the life of being a creator. You live the life of being a soul, the essence of who you really are. Because when you look at who we are as individuals, as ourselves, if I break it down into four parts, 3/4 of us is invisible. Only 1 part of us is actually physical that we see, which is our physical body, right? Or the actions that we do. You have the spiritual or the soul, which is going to be the things that are very purposeful for you. It's very meaningful. It's your big why behind what you do. And then we have the mental component, which our mind is our vision, right? Our visions, our thoughts, where we focus. These are all invisible. You can't see these things. And then we have our emotional aspect, which is the vibration of essence of emotions to where, how does it elevate our mood and elevate us in a certain way to hold a certain, you know, what we call a vibration to keep us in that way. So 3/4 of that is invisible. And fulfillment is, you know, having all those in alignment in some way, shape, or form, where everything you do is all in sync. And that brings an element of a feeling that is uplifted, of being fulfilled, that your cup is full and you're happy with that, rather than I need more. Nope, I have this cup. Nope, I want, my cup's filled. Great, give me another cup. I want it bigger. I want more. The mentality that we kind of see. And I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with that, having that. Again, but fulfillment, you know, when you're full, you're full. There's no more. Yeah. You're satisfied. Where's that satisfaction point too?
How do you work with the entrepreneurs you coach and for them understanding and finding their fulfillment?
So the first thing we do is we start on a vision. What's your main purpose and reason that you exist in this world today? Why are you here? And a lot of times what I'm doing with that question is we have to break down the ego, because when I ask that question, who are you, or what, you know, why are you here? What you're going to do is go off the construct of what the brain has been conditioned all this time, all your experiences, your subconscious mind, all that stuff's going to, there's this small I identity of who you are, and this is who you think you are. And we need to get past that and get to the real essence of who you really are and why you're here. For an example, I am primarily here to elevate the conscious levels of human beings that I work with to help them remember the greatness of who they are. That is it. There is nothing more or less than what I'm here to do. That's my mission. When I come here, my vision. And when I do that, I've done my job, because there's an awakening process. And once you become aware, everything else just starts to fall in place. But what is that main reason? Another way you can share it, and you've heard this before, a lot of people have, the whole eulogy practice, right? If you died tomorrow, what would the people be saying about you at your eulogy? And are you living that way? This is kind of leaving a legacy a little bit, but I use that as a principle to have them to start to get into their emotional side a little bit, because business owners and just the world in general, we're so stuck on our left brain, so logical and so in that realm, that I'm trying to pull them away and get a little emotional. And let's get back into the body. Let's get back into the heart, because that's where more of the deeper fulfilling things are. Because I'll tell you, like this year alone, working with clients, doing this kind of work, just that one thing, I've had about 30, almost 40% of clients who've had a business, some of them 8 years, 9 years, 10 years, 12 years in, saying, I don't want to do this anymore. This is not what I don't have a passion for this. Or I'll get on a call and all of a sudden they're like, yeah, I've been really doing this inner work that you've been talking about and the questions and the journey you have us go through. And I'm like, I don't want to continue doing what I'm doing. I'm like, okay, you're not the first. You won't be the last. Let's talk about that. Let's go into why. So, but yeah, that's kind of the beginning of the process that I get them into, because vision is so underrated. We don't use it as much as we should. Vision is something that I remember in business school, we talked about vision for a little bit, but it was all about the mission statement. And when you look at ancient text or ancient wisdom, or even in the Bible and other things, vision is something extremely important that leads us. It's a guidance system to us in some way, shape, or form. And so that's kind of the beginning process I take my clients through.
And I guess the challenge a lot of entrepreneurs have there in the grind, everyday grind, figuring things out, not taking a day off, like the typical hustle mentality, where what you do is almost the opposite. You take them out of that and say, hey, let's think about, take a step back and find out who you are and what you are to be able to get the step forward. And I can imagine that a lot of people are then figuring out over time, I don't want to do that anymore. I can really truly imagine that.
Just that alone. I remember in chiropractic school, we were going through it and they would tell us, like, once you get out into practice and you start practicing, you have to unlearn a lot of things that you learned, right?
Yeah.
And I've realized in life, we have to do that a lot. And what I'm doing with my clients is teaching them unlearning the practices that they've been conditioned and taught, right? We're taught classical physics, which is basically actions of what I do creates results. It's not because of anything else except my actions, okay? Well, quantum physics has come around and proven that that's not true. Because here's an example. If actions was the answer and the doing was the essence of our success, I'll tell you right now, all the entrepreneurs I've ever interviewed or ever worked with, they didn't lack effort.
Yeah.
They didn't lack hard work. I've never met. I was caught in the trap. I was working insane. I was a workaholic. I come from workaholics. So I know, you know, it was one of those things where I was like, if I don't feel like I'm working, I'm basically wasting time. And there's a whole mind shift. And so this is why I bring science into the table, because again, I have to appease left brain, right? If I just tell you this stuff, it's like business owners be like, yeah, whatever. Even people in the public be like, yeah, okay, that's whatever. But here's the thing. Quantum physics has shown, and just understand what quantum physics is it's understanding the invisible world that creates our physical world. So it's the stuff we can't see that actually creates our physical reality. And so there's a whole essence about being than doing, because like I said earlier, if doing was the answer, then why don't we see more successful entrepreneurs? Why do we see the professional entrepreneurs themselves, business owners, why do over 60% of them are burned out? Why do we see that very few people get that ultra level of success when they're all spending the same amount of time working? But there's a difference in the beingness, because when we come from being a vibration, a conscious level, a frequency, when we come from a different level, let's say like a money conscious level, like here's an example. They said this many times before, that if they took all the money in the world and they spread it across the board evenly, they said within about 1 year, the money will be back in the same hands that had it before that. So if there's this energy thing that you don't want to believe, that's it right there. Because it's about where you're coming from a vibratory state first. And quantum physics has proven this. I'm going to take you guys through chemistry really quick. So if you remember the atom, and you have the neutron and the proton in the middle, and you have the electrons coming around, right? Well, quantum physics went deeper into that, and they started to look that there was these subatomic particles, right? Quarks, bosons, all these different things. And they're like, let's keep going further. How far down can we see? And when they got down, they got to a place of what they call energy. Now, in quantum physics, they call it quanta. And they found that everything is made up of energy. Now, why is that important? Well, the difference between wood and metal is not the molecular structure, as we think it is. The difference between a wood and metal is actually the vibration of what they vibrate that manifests them into the physical reality. Now, and that's why it has a different appearance. Now, why am I taking you guys through this process to share with the listeners is because someone who has an abundance of money versus someone who doesn't have an abundance of money is rarely ever about what they do, but rather, where are they vibrating at? What's their vibration? Where's their consciousness level? Because when you shift the vibration and then you start to do, success follows, because it's impossible not to, unless you change it, because it follows the laws of the universe and so much more.
Yeah. What I have seen, maybe that's connected to that, and correct me if I'm wrong, what I have seen with successful people, they're operating on a different level in a way that they have a completely different mindset. So one part is the entrepreneur that's workaholic, like you described. The other part is very successful, living a life being interested in other things as well around the world, and just having a completely different mindset set, but still succeeding way more than the people who are putting more effort into it. So it's the person that's the first one is kind of trying to will their way towards the goal.
Because when you're trying to force it, there's resistance and you're going to have a battle and you have a challenge, and then your mind's going to come in and say, well, I have to do this. I have to do that. Here's my problem. Here's this. Where the ultra successful, like billionaires, for the majority of billionaires, they know that they live in the quantum world. They understand it, right? They don't let short-term things affect them because they know they have to stay centered and focused on what they're trying to create. They're always planning and looking into the future of what they want to create for themselves and holding that image of that future. And they're acting and trying to be that person now. When you look at, like, I remember I was hearing an interview about Jeff Bezos, and a reporter comes up, hey, great returns on the last quarter. And he's like, I don't even know what the last quarter returns were. And they're like, didn't you just have a quarterly meeting? He goes, yeah. And he goes, so you didn't review the last quarter? He goes, no, that quarterly meeting is for the quarter for 3 years from now. So they're always looking into that future and then creating it in some way, shape, or form. A lot of billionaires, they do a lot of things called with imagination, which is a whole other story on this. But it's part of the element of creating and holding that image and then creating that into your reality. There's a whole different realm of that, because the difference about that too is, this is where I teach about effortless success. Because again, another term that a lot of people get, they get a knee-jerk reaction from is when I say business world and effortless. They're just like, in success. They're like, no, that what snake oil are you trying to sell me now? But when you step into this world of quantum, you start to understand that when you're at that vibration of success, whatever that may be, let's say you want a seven-figure business, and you're in that vibrational state, well, the ideas, the people, the circumstances and situations are going to come to you that you're going to attract to go ahead and help you get closer or close that gap of having that. And it's called the law of attraction, right? When I share about energy levels and vibration, that's the law of vibration. But then the law of attraction is what brings it towards us. And then manifestation is when we see it in the physical realm. But yeah, the ultra successful, they play in that realm. I mean, it is mindset, and there's a lot of that too, but there's also that energiness of where they're coming from, right? They have that viewpoint of knowing that I got to keep my energy and my focus here. I can't be pulled off or deterred away or allow a distraction to pull me away from what I want to create for myself, my business, and so forth.
You mentioned you have worked with someone who has like plus 9 years of business. How does the first interaction start? I can just imagine someone who is coming from such an extreme world, which is hustle, getting things moving, and then you're like, hey, let's talk. How does this situation play out?
Usually what I have them do when someone first starts, I have a whole foundation work that they have for support. And I'll always tell them, like, go to the first week and just start working on your vision. And then we're going to book this call on this time. And this is when we're going to start. I want to start to hear you get into that realm. And they're always like, well, what are we going to do about, you know, this or that? We're going to do about, how am I going to do? I'm like, we're not doing anything right now. Let's just get the vision down first. I'm like, this is the biggest part of the work, because this is going to tie all the things that we're going to go through. This is going to be the main presence. And I said, and I also have to tell them too, because we think in our head, like, okay, I'm just going to do it, right? And you go through this vision and it's all mental. I can't tell you how many times people do this vision work, and like 2 or 3 weeks later, they're like, man, I was going through week three of this video you were talking about. Man, that wasn't my vision. That's not who I am. I was just, you know, I'm like, that's okay. I'm like, we want to get the first. And the thing is, I'm trying to teach them, like, we don't have to like fly through things. We get so caught up in that. Like, just take one step at a time. And I always tell people in the, even in my videos, I always share, like, if you get the vision part down proper, it's not, you're not going to master it. I tell them, I've changed mine over 30 times in the last 15 years since I've had it. I was like, but I've tweaked it. It wasn't like a massive change, but at the same token, I'm like, just bear with it. Have patience. Like, this is not a sprint. This is a marathon. We're taking one step at a time. Here's the first one. This is the biggest one. And then once we have that solidified, everything will start to fall in place. So it's just that it is a reprogramming. Even when it comes to, like, I have a lot of clients, when I talk about effortless success and vibration and all this stuff, it's so foreign, because in the Western world, we're so about doing that we're all about force and not really about non-force, which is taking more time to just be centering yourself, self-care. And we think, no, I have to do. And this is still, I'll be honest, this is still hard for me to incorporate. I do as much as I can. I still feel like I have to do things, but it's like, let me just slow it down even more. And let me just make sure I keep my vibe focused on what I want to create. So then when I do create or I feel inspired to, then all of a sudden I create really good stuff that's going to be aligned to what I want to attract. But it's getting them to break out of the mold and learn how to tap more in their feelings every day. It's just, it's a fun experience and everyone's different. I couldn't say everyone is the same, but a lot of times they're like, that's all I have to do. I usually get a lot of that. Like, really? That's it? Like, you're going to tell me this is going to happen. I had a client fight with me this year. It was like, not fight, but I could tell his energy was not really vibing with what I was sharing. And it took about 4 months. And then eventually one day we got on a call and he goes, I think I feel like I just woke up. I'm like, did you mean wake up from a nap, woke up from sleeping or spiritually? Like, where are we going with this? He's like, no, I feel like I've been sleeping in like a dream. And all of a sudden I'm like, I'm finally awake. And I'm like, okay, I like where this is going. Let me hear more. And what it meant was, is he finally understood this thing called feeling that I told him to focus on. And he's like, I finally understand like what you talk about with focus and mindset and energy. He's like, he goes, I don't understand it nowhere near where you are. And I'm like, I don't expect you to understand it at all. Like I am just, I'm trying to give you the most simplistic steps. He goes, but it's not about doing at all. Like, it's all about being. Like, all I have to do is you tell me about having this good feeling and holding it. And he's like, I've been doing that. And I understand now that that's the purpose. And I was like, exactly. You set the vision, you let it go, right? We do all this work about vision. And once they give me it and we solidify and we feel really good with it, I could feel a good energy with it. They can too. And then I tell them, okay, let it go. Don't ever think about it again. And they look at me like, are you crazy? You made me do all this work. And now you're telling me never to think about it again. I said, don't think about it. You uploaded it. That's it. It's done. Now we have focus on your energy. And this one guy, long story short, so he goes through that feeling. 3.5, he's been in business now for over 20 years. 3.5 years later, I mean, 3.5 years, sorry, 3.5 months later, he breaks a record. Next 2 months later, he broke another record in a month. He's going to have a record year this year. And he's like, how is this? How? And I'm like, don't ask how. We're good. Remember, I go, the hardest thing about working with, and this is just humans in general. Our mind wants to control everything. Even the way we get to be successful, we want to choose that and say it has to be this way because we think we know better. And the work I teach my clients is that you have to let go and let the universe, God, Allah, whatever you want to call it, doesn't matter. You know, even if you don't believe in any of that, then just say yourself or say nature. I really don't care about the label, but it's understanding that there's some power that has more perspectives on seeing things than what our little mind can. And so you can hold on to that little small fragment of a percentage of thinking of what you know. Or you can leave it to a universe or something like that sees 360 degrees all around. And it's going to provide to you not only what's great for you, but it's also going to be great for all of humanity. It's a win-win-win situation. And so you can choose which one you want. But what I've learned in my time is that when I let go and surrender, when I let go and trust the process and know that this is all working for my greater good, and the only thing I have to focus on is keeping my vibe centered because that's how the universal laws work and quantum physics has supported that, then all of a sudden it's a game changer. And that's what happened to this client. I've had another client who did that. Almost 90% of my clients this year all broke records. And I would have to say that most of them on average were in business for over 8 years. So it's not someone who's starting a startup. We just started something 2 years ago or a year ago. It's because of these principles of letting go. And then these things come out of nowhere and they're like awesome opportunities. A couple of them have been like really like out of nowhere opportunities. And we're looking and going, we did the numbers and I'm like, man, if this comes out right, you're making 95,000 extra in your pocket profit, 95,000 just by this, making this thing that came out and somebody reached out and said, what do you think? And I said, let's look it over. We looked it over. I go, this is great. You wanted less work in your office. You wanted less this and you wanted the, you know, profit more and this and that. Here it is. This is an opportunity. And she's like, I don't know, maybe, you know, thinking about it. And I'm like, just trust the process. Like, let's look at it first. Let's not jump on it. Let's look at it. And we did our due diligence. And all of a sudden we go, this can be a really good deal for you. It's a really good deal for the other person to come in and you're helping them. You're helping you. And it worked out really, really well.
Do you do an exercise where you help them to understand deeply what they truly want? Because we all have, yeah, of course, I want to have 1 million here and 1 million there and this and that and 5 cars or whatever. Do you do an exercise with them to go really into what do you truly want?
Yes. So one of the things, I'm very big on words, right? So when we use the word want, that's actually, that's coming from lack, because you only want what you don't want, what you only want what you don't have, right? And we are creators. So a couple of things I'll always ask is like, what is something that you love to do that you can do for free and continue to do it? Now you may be saying, why do you ask them that question if they've been in business and this and that? Well, I want to make sure they're really doing what they love. What is the thing that really excites them? Because that's something we got to go into, because I want to make sure we're being fulfilled in everything that we do. You see, we're infinite energy. We have endless energy. When we're inspired to do stuff, it's one of the, we can do that. So that's one way. The other thing is we look at things like, I give them a bunch of tools of like meditations to do and breath work and journaling practices to dive deeper in to themselves, to really extrapolate and pull those things out on what really matters to you. Let's get away from all the conditioning, right? You're talking about the cars and the house and this. And, you know, I always tell people like, you know, when I do this as an example, think of someone who's successful. What do they look like? How are they walking? What do they drive? What do they wear? What kind of house they have? What you're going to explain and what you're seeing is the conditioning of the world on your mind that you're projecting forward. It's not what you think. Now, some people argue with me on this, and I said, I'm not here to argue. It's your subconscious mind. I fell in that same situation. If you ask me what a millionaire looks like, I go, to me, I don't know, millionaires, there's no image for a millionaire. And they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, the only thing I can imagine is, what do I look like as a millionaire? Because that's the only image that matters to me, right? How do I dress? Well, I dress like I normally do. Why do I have to change my clothes? Why do I have to look different? You know what I'm saying? Like, why do I have to go buy designer clothes? I just like clothes that are comfortable, right? Do I have to have the Lamborghini? I don't like Lamborghinis. I like pickup trucks. I love to have a souped up pickup truck. That's what I care about, because it's just something that attracts me. And you understand, I come from a world where pickup trucks weren't that popular. So for me to unravel that and then realize I actually really like pickup trucks. It's a self-discovery process of breaking down to conditioning of what we've been upbringed on and realizing what really does light us up. And again, it comes back to that feeling. The feelings within are what's going to guide you. So I use a lot of work on feelings to get out of that mind. And that's what's going to guide you to really understand. And so there's exercises we get into the whole thing about feeling and what is a good feeling and what's an alignment feeling. They're all the same. And then versus what's the opposite. And started to train your mind to be more aware of that so you can pick up on these feelings. And then you know when something's in alignment for you and when it isn't. And this is going to, that leads to the whole plethora of things.
The feelings, do you let them, writing them down, speaking them out? How do you work with that? I've heard there are different methods when you go into this, and sometimes this or that is more powerful. What is your opinion on that?
Yeah, if you need that, that's what's needed. There's so many tools out there, right? And I've studied so many people, and I always say, listen, the thing is, let's break it down to make it simple, right? So rewriting, saying it, a video, or some people just feel it. Well, what's the feeling? Well, the feeling, we have to understand, we have to get back into our bodies. And I want you, just here's an example for all the listeners. Think of something that you love. It could be a person, your child, your partner, whatever that is. Just imagine, just see them in your eye, in your mind's eye, right? You get this feeling that you start to get a feeling somewhere in your body. See where it shows up. Like for me, it always shows up between my heart and my stomach, right between there. It can be one, it can be the other, it can be both, but I get a feeling there. That's what shows up for me, right? And it's usually a light, airy feeling, sometimes a little bubbly, a little kid excitement. These are some of the emotions that will come to me of what I feel. Now we're going to do the opposite. I want you to think of something that's like a pet peeve, something you can't stand, something you kind of hate. That's a strong word, but we'll use that. Where does that show up and how does that feel? Okay. For me, it's like a very slimy, muddy, I just want to get it off me as quick as I can. So the difference between those two feelings is your guidance system letting you know about, hey, what should I do when it comes to feeling? Should I write down my feelings? Should I think about them? Should I do this? What's going to come up? Hey, what about what meditation? Well, go back to the feelings. What do you feel? Hey, what about the vision? Well, again, go back to the feelings. What shows up? Because if you're writing the visions that's meant for you, the feeling's going to be there. If you're writing a vision that's not for you, the feeling's not going to be there. And so this is how I train my clients to get out of the thinking mind and get back into the body. This is the most advanced technological system that humans will ever experience, and yet we don't tap into it. We only know 10% of the body. 10% of what the body, I mean, 1 to 10%, depending on all the things that exist within our body and all the structure. I mean, we only know about 1 to 10%. So we think we know a lot, but we really don't. And so it's this amazing when we get into the feeling side, we're accessing to information that our conscious mind can't process. It can't understand. It's just like you ever had a word, you have a feeling and you're trying to put a word on it and you can't. That's what I'm talking about. This is you're tapping into a different element of the mind, which is your right side of your brain that processes more information, 1 to 2 million bits of information per second, where the logical mind left side can only process 7 bits plus or minus 2 per second. Right? So you're getting all this other information and you don't have to process it. You just sit with it. Feeling comes. This is means alignment. That's how simple I make this process. So it can't be overcomplicated. But at the same token, again, coming back to that word fulfillment again, this is where using this helps you stay in that alignment to what really fulfills you.
The entrepreneur again. But what about sales? What about the success? So I just put an assumption out there. Because you work with them, they're changing and they're attracting the different clients, different customers to them, and or they're visible and attracting through that differently customers. And the sales is an effect of that. Or is it that you teach them different sales methods?
We can go into different sales methods because a lot of my stuff too is business principles. I do teach that, but that's like 10 to 20% of what we do. Like I have clients that'll hire me for business stuff and yet they'll be with me for 6 months, a year and a half, 2 years down the road. And they're like, we never got into the business stuff. And I look at them and I go, do we need to? And they'll go, no, I'm doing really well right now. And I look and I go, because what people have to understand is that if you own your own business, the things that show up in your business is not a business problem, it's a personal problem.
Yeah.
And that's the concept we have to get back to understanding that you can't, there's nothing separate in life, right? Like for example, what you do in one area of your life, guess what? You do them in others also. Now the mind says, no, that's not true. Look, this is like this, but that one's different. It may be a little different on the surface, but when you get down to the root of things, it's all the same. If you have a limiting belief about something and it's gonna show up in other areas of your life, it'll show up in all areas of your life some way or another. And so when it comes to like the aspects of feeling like with sales, right? If you're coming in, here's an example. If we start with energy, we start with mindset. If you're going into a sales meeting and you don't feel confident and you're letting your low self-worth, that's a limiting belief that you have, overtake you and start getting in your head, are you going to be on your A game? Are you going to be able to flow in that conversation or that sales pitch or whatever that is? Are you going to be able to be present in the moment and feel the other person's energy and know where they're at or the group's at, whatever that may be? And so it's more of that than anything else. We focus on you working on a low self-worth and correct that or kind of shift gears and build the system behind that to help rewire the brain to be different, to build the clarity, the confidence and so forth from there. Then all of a sudden you walk in, you're going to come in more confident. Are there still sales things that you should learn? Most likely. I never doubt. I always tell my clients, like, there's business stuff you want to learn, but it's first clearing this stuff out. Because we can force and be like, oh, yeah, I know every single sale technique that there is. That's great. But at the same token, you still have that limiting belief about self-worth. And the thing is, it may not show up when everything's going well for you. But if you didn't take care of it, it will definitely be showing up and coming back when you are getting pressed and you're being stressed and now all of a sudden you're seeing, because the problem is going to keep coming in different ways when we work on stuff like this, until you clear that out, it's going to continue to show up in other ways of your life until you do so. So you may be great in business and you mastered that, but the marriage is failing or your health is going down the tubes. Well, I got to work. I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to. And it's like you're not realizing, you know, that even that maybe self-sabotage, right? You're not taking care of your health because you're self-sabotaging yourself. But I mastered it. I fixed it here on a Band-Aid, but now I have another problem here.
Let's get into the last part of the podcast where I'm asking a couple of questions that I'm asking every guest. If you could work with a project that is impacting every human being on Earth, what project would you work with and why would you choose to work with that project?
Consciousness, and I'm doing that now. I say consciousness in the sense of the, right, like right now, one of the projects that I'm so big on, I'm going to be creating eventually next year. I'm starting to put the curriculum together for it's an online consciousness school. And what that's going to be is helping people break out of the conditioning of how we've been conditioned. We're all conditioned. I'm conditioned. We all have been. And what does that mean for humanity? Like in one of my latest book, Decoding the Matrix, I talk a lot about this, of how, the aspect of the matrix and what is it and how it's all made up and so forth. But it's one of the principles of how do we take the shackles or the mental prisons that we've put ourselves in, even the shackles that we have on humanity overall. And how do we break free from that? Because we look at ourselves as humanity looks now and say, well, we're one of the most civilized, advanced civilization ever in human history and all these other things. Well, I hate to break it to whoever keeps saying that, but we haven't really evolved much from a consciousness level. There's been books out that done this and you can test it and there's all these different ways. And since like they look back from like Jesus's era and so forth, 2000 years ago, and so forth, we haven't really evolved that much as a human. Like what we did back then, like barbaric things that we look at and like, well, we don't do that now. Look what we did then. But we do it in different ways. It just changed. Like the game's still the same. The players just changed and so forth. And so we haven't really evolved. And so that's kind of the big thing I'm about, is just creating that awareness and how to help the individual evolve and raise their consciousness. And from there, the more people that do that, the more we can shift humanity into a more, I don't want to say utopia-like world, but it will solve a lot of the problems that we have. And we'll come back to being human again and connecting again and understanding we're one human race.
Great. What advice would you give to a young innovator that's just getting started?
Yeah, the thing I would say to someone who's a young innovator is, first be patient, right? And this kind of advice I'm kind of giving myself is just be patient and always continue to believe in yourself. Things just take time to process. So be patient. Whatever shortcomings come up, know that's a feedback system. Know that if you're innovating and creating something, if it doesn't work, hey, this is one avenue that didn't work. All right, let's go try again. If it's in life, things with, you're in the service industry and something's not working with a client, or you're not getting the clients you want, or they're not signing up for your service. Again, feedback system that's telling you you're not in alignment. There's things that you have to, your vibration, something you have to focus on, improve on, and just see life more as a feedback system rather than wins and losses. Or, victories and failures, just see it as a feedback system that's always guiding you along the way.
Where can people find you and how can people reach out to you?
My hub is my website, www.empoweryourreality.com. I have my podcast on there. I have a free ebook. You can download my current book that just came out a little bit ago this year. I also, if this resonates with you and you're a business owner and you're curious to learn about this world and really want to get out of the burnout or the rat race and you want to really create your dream life even more effortlessly, I do a free breakthrough call where we connect. And the whole process is really just me seeing if I can help you. And if I can help you, I can tell you how and so forth. And then last but not least, my social media. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and LinkedIn. It's in the bottom left corner of my website. Come check me out. Any questions you have, please reach out. I always love hearing from people.
Yeah, and I will put, of course, everything as well into the show notes so people can straight away click through to you. Victor, thank you very much for being on the show. It was a pleasure having you.
No, thanks so much. I really enjoyed the conversation.
Thank you.